Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev and the upcoming Chag of Chanukah, which begins, of course, on Sunday evening. Let me start with the Parsha and then move on to a Chanukah thought as well. This week's Parsha, of course, has the limud that we learned from Tamar, that mutav, it's better for a person, shi'apo atzma l'kivshon sholesh, the Gemara in Perek Hazav says that someone who is mevayish pnei chaveri berabim ain lechelik loyla mabo. So that this idea of being mevayish with somebody is a davar chamor miyad. A number of years ago, a young man who was learning in Kail approached me with the following question. He said that when he was in camp, he was once mevayish somebody berabin, in the dining room, in front of everybody. And he was wrong. And now, when he was getting married, he was thinking back about what he did, and he felt terrible, and he wanted to call the person to ask mechila. He only remembered the person's first name, and tried to trace him back, and was unsuccessful in doing so. So he asked me, in a very tzebrachan way, he said, "Hamabim b'nei chaveri berabim ein lechelik l'olam haba." So what am I doing? I'm sitting, I'm learning in Kail, I'm learning all day, spending my parents' money, my in-laws' money, being maskik myself, but I'm fapachit, it's all over. I'm ab nechav rabbi, me'in lechav kol ma'ba. This is what he asked me in a very, very tzebrachan way. So I sat down, I told him, bring me the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yadalit, where he brings this Gemara from Bava Metzia and Chesam and Beis. Matter of fact, he brings four different Gemaras, four different people that the Gemara says, Ein lechelik l'olam haba. And the Rambam writes, Harogel behen, Ein lechelik l'olam haba. He understands the Gemara. It doesn't mean you make a mistake once and you're it's all over. You have no chelik l'olam haba. It's talking not logical. The Rambam says, Harogel behen. Somebody who is accustomed to doing this type of thing, ein lechelik l'olam haba. Now, I don't know if ruggle means once every 30 days or once every year. I have no idea. The Gemara says, how ruggle b'zeisim is kashal shikhar. Frank Kadevsky says it means once in 30 days. So I don't know. I don't know if this means how ruggle b'en ein lechelik l'olam haba the same way. But for sure, if someone does it once, he doesn't lose his olam haba. So the person felt better. Okay. Parshas Vayeshev, I open up the Sefer Yekar Teferes, and he asks a kasha here on the parsha regarding Malbim Pnei Chaveri Barabim. And listen to his kasha. He says, the Rambam brings this Gemara in another place also. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Chayvel Umazik, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. And there the Rambam says, quote, Hamalbim pnei adam kosher mi Yisrael, ein lechelik l'olam haba. Somebody embarrasses pnei adam kosher, person who is, adam kosher means we know he's a person of stature, mi Yisrael, ein lechelik l'olam haba. And in this sefer, he has a kasha. How did the Rambam know to write adam kosher? How do you know to write that? The rules of Bein Adam L'Chaveira, you apply to everyone, even someone who does Averis. He's a from Yidin, he's not necessarily an Adam Kosh. So here's this Kasha on the Rambam. So I think to myself, what I said a number of years ago would answer the question. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva doesn't say Adam Kosh. Says the Ma'ab B'nei Chaveira B'Rabim. Says very Gishmak. If somebody is Malbim Pnei Adam Kosher Mi Yisrael, even once, it could be as Ein Lechelik L'olam Haba. The Rambam in Chayvel Mazik doesn't say anything about Ragel. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, HaRagel Ben Ein Lechelik L'olam Haba, he's going on some Malbim Pnei Chaveri B'Rab. So it comes out that one Rambam answers the other. Pnei Adam Kosher is even once. If somebody is Malbim, stam a person, it was It's not known necessarily as an Adam Kasha, certainly a person is not yet established. So such a person, only a Rogel Behem, in Lechelik Olam Abba. So very geschmack. But then, I should have stopped while I was ahead. I found the third Rambam. How did I find it? In the Gilyan of the Gemara, Nukhesam Ebezom Metzia, they point out that the Rambam brings it again, third place, Nukhes Deyos Perek Vav. And there he says, Hama b'pnei chaveirei b'rabim, ein lechelek l'olam haba. He doesn't say, Rogel Behem. He says, Ma'ani chaveirei b'rabim haba. And he doesn't say, Adam Kosher, ein lechelek l'olam haba. So it seems to be a problem in this third Rambam. It brings the Gemara, Kilishainai, and it's a Tzarechi and Gadol, how the Rambam would stem with the three Rambams. In one place, there's only Adam Kasha. In one place, he says Ragu. And here in Ilchaseis, he says them. So it needs a beer, it needs a good teretz. So, but the Shabbos table, you got to sit down with the three Rambams and take apart the puzzle and see what's unique about the one in Ilchas Tshuva is only Ragu then. Unique about the one in Chayvel Amazik is many Adam Kasha. What in the third Rambam is unique in Hilchas Deyos? I have some ideas, but I'll leave it for you. Once I'm leaving you the question, I reminded myself of a riddle someone asked me, and I don't remember the answer completely. It's a Parshas Vayeshev riddle. And the riddle was, we find seven women in Torah that died, seven different women that are mentioned by name that died. Of course, why is it in Parshas Vayeshev? Everyone misses the Parshas Vayeshev one. Who are the seven? So I'm trying to remember. Three are Jewish women. Sarah, of course. Rachel, who dies when she's born. And Miriam, whose death is mentioned. There are three non-Jewish women that I remember. One is, of course, Eshes Light. One is Kasvi Bas Tzur, who died at the hands of Pinchas. And the one everyone forgets is Bashua. In this week's parasha, Bashua, we talk, don't know her first name, but the wife of Yehuda, the Pasuk says, she died. Now that's only six, Sarah, Rachel, Miriam, Eshes Loi, Kasvi Bas Tzur, and Bashua. With all this, I don't remember the seventh one. So, we have something else to talk about at the Shabbos table. So much for this week's parasha. Let's move on to a technical question regarding Hadlokas Neiros. There's an interesting question which stays very often below the horizon, so to speak, because it doesn't come up much when we light at the normal time. And that the question is the following. The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mevav Amin Aleph, writes, Amar Rav, Hamadlik Ner Chanukah, he has to make three brachas. On the first night, two brachas, the other night. We know that. Rabbi Yirmiyah Imer, Haraya Ner Chanukah, Tzarech Levarech. If someone sees the Ner Chanukah, he has to make the bracha Sha'asa Nisim, plus Shechiyanu, if it's the first night. The bracha Hamadlik is only if you light. So Rabbi Yirmiyah means, if you're not lighting, for whatever reason, you're traveling, so Haraya Ner Chanukah, you make the bracha. The question is, how to understand this Gemara? Does the Gemara mean there's one mitzvah to light, and there's one mitzvah to see the Neiros? The bracha you make on Hadlaka, Ma'adik Ner Chanukah. The bracha you make on seeing, Shasa Nisim Laviseinu. If someone is traveling, and he won't be able to light. That's the bracha it says in Shulchan Aruch to make. So his pshat is one mitzvah on the Hadlaka and one mitzvah on the Riyah. Or no, you have two brachas made on the Hadlaka. If you're not lighting, okay, you could at least get a bracha when you see it. Nafkamina. What happens if someone's not going to light Neiros until late at night? Let's say he's in a situation where he has to be away. He's not coming home till 11 o'clock at night. But in the meantime, he's in another city. And he can see Neris Chanukah and make a bracha, Shos HaNisim. Should he do? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Well, Shulchan Aruch says if you're not lighting at all, when you see the Neris, you make the bracha. Do we understand it's a separate mitzvah? Because he's a Magdiman, so that mitzvah you could do. Or do we understand, no, it's one mitzvah of Hadlok and Riyah together. If you're going to do Hadlok and Riyah together, make the bracha then. This is something which is not clear from the Gemara itself. It appears that this is a Machlekes Rishayim. The Rambam and Rashba argue, this is brought in Halacha and in Mechaber and in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam holds that while we know if you're not lighting, you make a bracha when you see it, no question. No question, it's a Gemara. What happens if your wife is lighting at home, or someone's lighting for you at home, and you're traveling? Let's say somebody is going to be, he has to be out of town. He's going to be on traveling all night trip. He's not going to be able to light. His wife is lighting at home. Well, the Gemara says when he sees it, he makes a bracha. The Rambam and Rashba argue, what happens if his wife already lit for him at home? She was mekayim the mitzvah block, and there is Shubesa. He wasn't there. But it's his mitzvah also. His house has an heir. And now he sees in there Chanukah, does he make the bracha Shos HaNisim? So the Rambam and Rashba argue, the Magen Mishnah on the Rambam, Hilchos Chanukah, Perakim Aloch HaDalad, brings, of course, the Rambam and the Rashba. And he says, the Rashba says, if they lie for you at home, don't make a bracha. The Rambam says, even if they're lighting for you at home, but you can make a bracha, Shos HaNisim. This is totally in these two ways of understanding. If the mitzvah of Riyah is a separate mitzvah, so they're lighting at home, that's the mitzvah of Hadlaka, Nerishu basically. But Riyah is a mitzvah on every single person. You should make a bracha. However, if it's one mitzvah of Hadlaka, then when your wife lights at home, their issue basis, she's made to you. So then, you don't make a bracha. So there are chalukei deis, fascinating. Mishnah Berurah says a person should be yaitzim yidei safik, he's mesupik how he paskin. And he says a person's wife is lighting at home should make sure to see a ner and make a bracha before his wife lights. He should call her, tell her light at this and this time. And before that, to see and make and be able to make the bracha. As a matter of fact, the Ramaz Lashon in Tafresh Ayin Zayin Gimel, Ki Chayiv Liris Aneiris. He said, Chayiv Liris Aneiris. There is a mitzvah to see the Aneiris. Now, this is Pashtos HaMachlaikas, the Rambam and the Rashba. And so, the Shtikl Torah. Matter of fact, if you want to pursue it, the Mishnah Berurah, the Tafresh Ayin Zayin, Sivkot Yudal, it is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Fascinating stira, not for a phone call. But the purpose of this is to make the point. There are two mitzvahs, at least according to some Rishayim, according to the Rambam. There are two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah Persume Nisa to create Persume Nisa by lighting. The mitzvah Persume Nisa to observe a menorah, to observe an Er Chanukah. That itself is a mitzvah as well. Therefore, a person who sees the Neris should know that that's also a mitzvah. And if he's not lighting, that you make a bracha on that alone. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Amadlik ner Chanukah tzorach levarach, harayah ner Chanukah tzorach levarach. So we have an insight into Neris Chanukah, getting ready, Bezras Hashem, for a wonderful Chanukah. It's a zman of what? What is Chanukah? It's a zman of chizuk in avodah. Avodah, Rav Eis HaMikdash is the avodah of Klal Yisrael. The world stands at Torah, avodah gemilas chasadim. Chanukah is supposed to be a time to mechazik yourself in avodah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Avodah for us is davening. Time to mechazik yourself in avodah. Special opportunity for us here in the Brooklyn area. Nates is at 7:12 or 7:13 on the first day of Hanukkah. It's very easy to daven Vesikin. A Vesikin means starts a quarter to or 10 to 7. Not difficult. It's a time to Mechazik and Aveda. Maybe we're in Boynton Beach, it's even later. People there need more sleep. But either way, you can make it. You can make it to the Zman of Vesikin. It's time to Mechazik and Aveda in as many ways as possible. A tefillah should be answered. Now, the coming Hanukkah and all year round, our good Shabbos, and a meaningful Hanukkah to one and all.